buying behavior has changed. Prospects don't click on links in emails anymore, and they don't watch the videos you spend hours creating every week. Instead, send personalized gifts and memes using VidYou. You can quickly create engaging, personalized content that immediately grabs your prospect's attention, helps you stand out in the inbox, and does it all without forcing them to click anything or go anywhere. Head over to vidyou.io/salescast to sign up for free and spend less time getting your messages across and more time selling.
Welcome to The Sales Hustle, the only no BS podcast where we bring you the real, raw, uncut experiences from sales change makers across various industries. The only place where you can get what you're looking for to up your sales game. Today's episode is brought to you by Salescast. Salescast helps sales professionals transform the relationship building process and win their dream clients. I'm your host, Colin Mitchell.
What is happening, sales hustlers? Welcome to another episode. I am super pumped today to have Chris Sykes on the show. He's been in sales for 10 plus years. We're going to dig into that. We're going to be talking about relationship building. We're going to be talking about doing things differently to stand out and catch the attention of your prospects. Two things that I'm a big fan of and looking forward to riffing on these things with Chris today. Chris, welcome to Sales Hustle.
Thank you, Colin, for having me, man. I'm really excited to be here.
Yeah, man. I'm really excited to learn a little bit more about you.
Absolutely.
And so we start these all out, you know, pretty much the same. Give us the, I like to say the short version, because a lot of salespeople don't know, you know, when to stop talking. So not saying that's you, but give us the short version of your sales story. Like, what did you, when did you get into sales and why? What were you doing and selling? And let's take it from there.
Okay. So the short version is I got into sales right after college. I played football in college, then pursued professional ball. Then I got my first job right at college at GameStop. I was a sales associate there for maybe 6 months. And I transitioned to AT&T, where I started off as a retail sales consultant. Then I moved my way up to an assistant manager. Then moved my way up to a area manager. And then I transferred over to my current job. So when I first got into sales, I never knew that I could sell. AT&T, they hired me. And then after, I would say, maybe about 4 or 5 months, I was the continuous number one seller in the store. That's why I got promoted the first time. Then didn't know that I could lead either. And then, we had the number one store in my area manager's region for a long time. And then that's when I got moved up into that role. So, yeah, man, I love sales. I think if money is one, is your motivation, sales is probably the number one thing to get into.
Yeah, man. I think sales is the best profession on this planet.
Oh, 100%. I agree with you.
I had a bit of a different path than yourself. I didn't go to college. I barely made it through high school. And so there wasn't a ton of opportunity knocking at my door. And, sales was willing to take a chance on me, and I made the best of it. But, a lot of times, people who play sports at any sort of high level, like yourself, playing college, they do really well in sales. Why is that?
I don't know. That's a great question. I think in sales in general, well, being an athlete, you go through a lot of adversity in terms of training.
Right.
So you go through a lot of hard stuff. So you're almost used to going through things that are tough. And when you transition to the profession of sales, you get rejected a lot. Right. But
yeah.
I don't know if that has me doing with, being an athlete or whatnot, but I know that definitely helped me progress in my sales career for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's you see it all the time, and even when people are recruiting, good sales talent, I mean, if you played sports at any high level, that's going to push you up, you know, to the short list in a lot of cases, because I think exactly what you mentioned, you know, you have a different mindset than a lot of other people. You have to deal with, you know, getting beat up, bit down, and you're used to putting in work, you know, which is very similar to being in sales.
100%. Also too, you know, being if you're in the trying to be a sales leader, right? When you depending on the sport you play, normally you're on a team, right?
Right.
So, you know, if you're really good at sports and you're fortunate enough to become a team leader, that helps you in the business, where it's particularly in the sales world when you have to lead a force of salespeople, for sure.
Yeah. So, I'm curious, man. I mean, it sounds like your time at AT&T, like, you moved up pretty quickly with, you know, having no experience of selling previously, really, or leading a team, really, and you just fit right in and moved up the ranks. What do you think it is that, you know, kind of pushed you in that direction, on that path in that time frame?
Well, anytime I went into something, I wanted to be the manager of something. But I knew I can't be the manager if I don't know how to do every job. So my mindset was to find a mentor, ask them what did they do to get to where they are, and pretty much do that. So when they told me, well, if you even want to go down this road, you have to perform in your current role. So, you know, understanding the products, understanding the customers, understanding how to talk to them, how to build rapport. Mm-hmm. And then that translates into sales. And then but then you can't do it for 1 month and then be dormant for the next 4 or 5 months. You have to be consistent in whatever you do. So doing that in a consistent fashion allowed me to, you know, get promoted onto my first promotion, which was assistant manager at another store. So yeah, it's just drive, man, I would say.
Yeah. Drive, having that growth mindset that's necessary, having that, you know, openness to be coachable and teachable and, you know, learn from others, right? Which I think a lot of those things, you know, can get acquired through, you know, playing sports, right?
Oh, absolutely. 100%. I think, when you play sports, you're a competitive person, right? You're just naturally competitive, because when you play sports, you're not playing for kicks and giggles. You're playing to win something. Even if you lose, right? You know, you're probably upset, you know, and you want to go again, and that's how things go. And then that competition or that competitiveness translates when you play games with your families and your current job. You want to be the top at what, you know.
People don't like playing with you.
100%. Like, oh, I can't play with Chris. You know,
he's going to take this way too seriously. It's crazy, because my son is 6 and I already see it in him. Like, you know, he plays sports and I don't have to push him. Like, he loves it. He has the drive. Like, we'll go play, you know, I coach baseball for his team, and we'll go play a game, and then he wants to go home and practice, you know, on his own. And, you know, everything he does, he's just so competitive. You know, he's got younger sisters, and, like, they'll race down the block, and I'm like, man, you got to let them win, like, once in a while. It's never going to be fun for them.
Oh, 100%. You know,
and it's so true, you know, because people that play sports – and any good salesperson that I've ever talked to, and I've talked to a lot of them, they have that, you know, that drive and that grit and that willingness to just, you know, outwork and perform the rest of everybody else around them.
100%. I've always been like that. If you, like, for example, when I was at AT&T, and if I wasn't number one on the board, I was like, what did this person do? And how am I not this? And, like, then I would just go out and just try to see as many, because how the AT&T format was, you walk into the store and then you greet somebody. So I figured the more people I greet, the better chance I get, you know, in sales. I didn't try to, like, hang out in the back and not try to help a customer, right? So That was just my mindset.
Yeah. All right. So let's talk about a couple things that that we promised we're going to deliver for the sales hustlers here. You mentioned, you know, one thing that you're really, you know, passionate about in sales and you feel is important is just relationship building. Just talk me through a little bit of, like, you know, your thoughts around, you know, building relationships, you know, how essential that is, and what are some, you know, tactical things that you do that, you know, sales hustlers listening today either can get the kick in the pants that they need, or maybe, you know, we could teach them something.
100%. I think the number one thing your sales hustlers can need to learn when you're in the field of sales is building relationships with the customers that you want to build relationships with. One of the reasons why is because we're sold to every day, and people who make an effort to try to get to know the person first to see if they even need your product is very, very key, right? If I know that I need to sell a particular product and I come to you, Colin, and say, hey, I have this widget and da-da-da-da-da, I didn't ask you. I probably don't know your name thoroughly. I haven't listened to anything you said. All I'm trying to do is just unload a product. So getting to know the person first is very, very key to see if they even are in the market for your product. It's very, very key. But also, too, the value you're adding to that person. How can you tie whatever you're selling into your customers' lives that's going to enhance their lives and add value to it? That's very, very key. Understanding who you're selling to is very, very important. Building those relationships, because everything about sales is not about what you're selling. It's all about the experience the customer feels. So if I come to you, Colin, and I talk to you and I get to know what you're looking for, you will respect me more if I say, well, what I have right now, based on what you're looking for, it does not fit. But if you say, but if I ask you certain questions, if I get to know you and what's important to you, or what you're trying to accomplish, and I can tie that into, and you don't feel like if something is being pushed on you, then yes, you may bought this from me, but the entire experience with me, you feel happy that you didn't feel like you were sold to. You felt like I bought this because this actually provides value in my life. So then you're more apt to tell somebody whatever I'm selling, hey, you got to go see Chris because he's not pushy. He talks to you. He tries to have a connection, and he wants to make sure that whatever he's trying to give you is actually going to add value to your life.
Yeah. Boom. So much value in that right there. So sales hustlers, you might want to hit rewind and listen to that whole segment again, because it's so true, man. And you're speaking my love language, Chris, because I mean, the whole goal is building relationships, adding value, and delivering a good experience, whether they buy from you or not, whether they, you know, work with you and if for some reason they're not, or you find out they're not a good fit, or you work together and for some reason they have no choice but to maybe stop working with you. Like, whatever the end result is, delivering a good experience is what you want to be focused on. Because like you said, you know, you're going to build more trust and rapport if you're not trying to push something on them, and maybe they're not the best fit, and you were disciplined enough to not try to force something on them. But, you know, the next time they ask, the next time somebody asks them if they know anybody that does whatever it is that you do, pretty good chance they're going to recommend you.
Absolutely. But also, too, think about the flip side of that, right? Think about, even if the customer does buy from you, they would never send anybody your way because of the experience. They feel pushed, and they wouldn't want to tell anybody else about that because of how they felt. You have to always keep in mind, how is the person that I'm talking to, how are they feeling? Do they feel uncomfortable? You can see it in their body language that they're comfortable or uncomfortable. So even if they do buy from you, it's not a win for you. Actually, it's an actual loss, because you probably would never see that person again, and they would never send anybody your way based on how they felt in that initial interaction. So.
Yeah. I mean, if you're not delivering a good experience and you still happen to get the sale, I mean, you're never going to fully get their business. You're not going to have their trust. They're not going to send you business, and they're not going to give you referrals. And, you know, they may not even stick around for any significant period of time, which is really a loss. And Something that, you know, you mentioned early on too is really knowing who you're talking to and, you know, being prepared, you know, doing some research on them. Like, I think it drives me nuts when salespeople hop on a call and they start asking, you know, really super general questions that they could have figured out on their own if they just spent five minutes checking your social media, checking your website, educating themselves a little bit, because it shows that they really just don't give a shit. They're just trying to sell you something, 100%. And they really don't care about you, the person.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And people are, and it's funny because you're actually taught that, but people don't take, when you do research on the person you're talking to, that lets them know that you actually care about them. Right.
Right.
You know, that you spent some time at least researching who they are, you know, and, you know, you made the effort to do so. Right. That's vivid. And also to think about your brand. Sales is all about branding as a person. Right. So when people think of Colin, what comes to their mind is, you know, when people think of Chris, what comes to their mind? So in the world of selling, also always be thinking about your brand, how you sell, how you talk to people, the relationships you build. Are you smiling? Yep. Everything is very, very key in that too.
Yeah. And you want to have consistency, right? Like who you are on, you know, your different social media profiles, who you are when you're typing an email, who you are in person, who you are, you know, over a Zoom call, whatever it is, like there needs to be consistency with who that person is and what your brand is. You know, you can't be, you know, casual and building rapport and you know, on a call and then sending a really, you know, stuffy email, right? Like there Absolutely. Should be consistency with how you speak, you know, who you are and what you do. And not everybody's going to be a fit for you, and that's fine. But, 100%. You know, if you just be yourself, you're going to attract more of the types of people that are most likely to actually do business with you.
And people love authenticity. People love that. I mean, you hit it right on the head, Colin. Just be you and you'll be perfectly fine.
Yeah. It's a funny thing that a lot of people are talking about these days keeps coming up is, you know, telling salespeople to be more human.
I'm telling you.
It cracks me up because how does a human be more human?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? But it's what we're talking about, right? Just be more of yourself is really what they mean there. But it's just a funny concept to see a lot of people talking about and posting about and stuff like this. Be more human. And it's be yourself. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to be the right fit for everybody, but you know, there's a lot of, you know, information out there where, you know, people are starting to get into like psychographics and things now where like you can really get clear on what types of people are most likely to buy from you.
100%. Absolutely. That's very, very important too. I think the world of selling now, I think you appreciate this, Colin. Think about how it used to be where somebody used to come to your door, knock on the door. They had like all these sales products. Now it's about algorithms. And like you said, who's more likely to buy from you or listen to your stuff. It's amazing now how the world of sales has changed so much.
Yeah. Yeah. And all of the technology and stuff that's out there is great. And I'm a big fan of a lot of it, but it still requires a lot of work. You know, to be great in sales, it still requires a lot of work. And I think it's really common for a lot of sellers to just really heavily rely on the technology and get a little lazy. I'm just going to put that out there. I'm just going to say it. And, you know, it still requires it's hard work to do the research on the people. It's hard work to, you know, follow up 8 to 10 times to get the deal. You know, it's hard work to, you know, really listen intently, you know, to ask good questions, to drive good conversations, to deliver a good experience. Like all of those things take a lot of work and discipline. And the biggest piece I would say to all of it is being able to show up as the best version of yourself in your professional role really requires a lot of work for you to do personally, right? Whatever it is, 100%. You know, to take care of you so you can show up and give it your all.
100%. You said something that I think defines what success is in terms of being a salesperson, right? I think it's the consistency behind everything you do that's going to help you become successful. I think in general, people know, in the sales world, there's the where people fail the most is the follow up.
Right. Oh, yeah.
But then also too, it's the consistency behind the follow up that was, it being successful is all about being in sales is all about being disciplined and consistent. Because the reason why that's so key is because it's very, very boring to do the same thing day in and day out, right? It gets boring. You maybe, yeah. You know, it's like, oh my God, I don't want to do this again for this person not to respond. But in those times, that's what you need to do in order to be successful, because laws of numbers is going to have more people, the more feelers you put out there, even if it's whatever your number is, more things are going to come back to you. You just have to be consistent at it, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, staying organized is a big part of that, right? I think it's easy to lose track of all the people you need to follow up with.
Yes.
That's why it's so important to, you know, take good notes, document that stuff so that you can properly follow up. And there is technology and tools that you can use to help you with that, that makes it a lot easier. But you know, even just like if we go like LinkedIn specifically, like it's hard to stay on top of all of your messages and following up with people and, you know, nurturing relationships that you develop there and taking them off the platform. I mean, it could be overwhelming. I could literally probably spend 8 hours a day on LinkedIn, just nurturing, building, booking appointments, you know, taking the conversations offline. Like it's a lot of work.
Well, absolutely. It is. And anything you do you're trying to accomplish is going to take work. I think that's why. You love sales, Colin. You're willing to put in that kind of work to become successful because you love sales. Sales gave you an opportunity to be who you are today, right? It's near and dear to your heart. Whatever you do, have a love for it. Because it's going to be work if you're trying to be the best in your field at it. Point blank and period.
Yeah. So, tell all the sales hustlers, you know, before we kind of wrap things up here, just tell them a little bit more about where they can follow you. Please tell them about your new podcast and where they can find that and what to expect if they were to tune in.
Absolutely. You can find me on LinkedIn at Christopher Sykes. That's Chris with the K. I'm the same on Facebook, Christopher Sykes. We have this new podcast. My co-host, Brian Gosek, and I co-host a podcast called Success Fundamentals, where we interview successful people to figure out what makes them tick, right? And we interview people in all types of fields. They come on, we talk about their journey, we talk about what has made them successful, and they give advice on how you can be successful as well. So it's been a fun journey so far. And I'm looking forward to going down the journey. And actually it started as a passion project, and you know, now it's taken off. So I'm looking forward to what me and Brian learned.
Yeah. Thanks so much for coming on today. I really appreciate this conversation and getting to know a little bit more about your success as well. Make sure sales hustlers check out Success Fundamentals on all the podcast platforms. This show has just been taking off, so you definitely want to tune in and not miss an episode. If you enjoyed today's episode, please write us a review, share the show with your friends, and as always, we are listening for your feedback.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Sales Hustle. Are you a sales professional looking to take your sales career to the next level? If the answer is yes, then I want you to go over to salescast.co. Check us out, and if you feel that you are ready, set up a time to talk with me and my co-founder, Chris. I'm your host, Colin Mitchell, and if you enjoyed this episode, feel free to leave us a review and share the podcast with your friends.